Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Tune in to Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and practitioner who's helped thousands transform their lives. Part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff will lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Welcome to the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host. You can listen to Heart Living on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday at 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Boston and worldwide. You may also listen online or on your mobile devices. So to learn more, go to dreamvision7radio.com for a full schedule. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is a media partner for Omega Institute. So greetings. We have an exciting topic for today, and I pose it really as a question for all of us to think about, and that is it time to give your life a rewrite? And if so, what would you be rewriting? That's what we're going to focus on. Now, some of the content we will cover today will include certain ideas. For example, you know, yes, we can change our thinking, and if we change our thinking, we can overcome limitations. To do this, we would need to understand and conquer patterns, though, that we've created. And once we do that, we would then in turn come up with a new plan for ourselves. And that new plan would also have to involve, I would say, holding daily conscious intention with additional measures in place to ensure that we do, in fact, take action. But yes, we can do this. So that's what the show is going to be about. So, okay, as my clients shared with me this year, you know, 2020 seemed like an exciting number, an exciting year. And we all know the concept that we've heard about having 2020 vision. And, you know, in part, really, it's a year that seems for many people just to hold a lot of possibility or hopefulness for their personal lives. So let's focus on how to get clear and keep that type of motivation going throughout the year. So I guess to start, you know, often I think one year after the other. So like this year, I would think to myself, okay, imagine where I'd be if I consciously made one small change in my life each week last year. And you've probably heard people say that, you know, if you did that, you'd be pretty far ahead, no doubt. And yet now we have another chance to make that very change that we're talking about. So we really can put in place measures to make this a really great year. So what about this life rewrite idea? Well, my premise is that each of us is writing the story of our lives, of course, every living, breathing moment. And many of us would like to create a more positive change, if not overall, at least in certain areas of our lives. And even if that means, you know, to let go of something about the past or to begin a new, you could say, more effective and happy chapter, let's say. But still, even if we desire this, how do we go about doing this? So I mentioned that your first tip will be to create any kind of effective change and to give your life this rewrite. The first tip would be to evaluate how you're thinking. So what actually goes on in your mind most of the time? Now, on our show today, I'll ask questions like that, and I'd ask you just to kind of reflect as we go. You could take notes if that's helpful to you to reflect on later. But really, first and foremost would be, what are you thinking? You know, what are you thinking on an average day? Or what's your overall premise about you and about your life, what's available to you, what's not available to you, and so on? It's interesting because a mentor of mine who's now in her late 90s, years ago she said to me that she believed that abundance is what any of us is actually willing to allow for ourselves. So for me, abundance might mean something different than it means for someone else, and so on. So, you know, what goes on in your mind most of the time? Do you find yourself thinking, let's say, hopeful thoughts, positive thoughts, or do you often feel more pessimistic about your circumstances? Because that's going to have a huge impact on what you're creating. And, you know, it's not always easy to change up negative thinking once it's identified. But, of course, we can do that. We can identify it and start to change it. And one way to start is just by paying attention, again, to what's going through your mind and then truly deciding whether what you're thinking weighs you down. And I liken it this way in classes. I'll say, you know, do you feel heavy or light when those thoughts come to you? Because when we have a kind of sigh and a heaviness, then we know that we feel burdened. And by the same token, if we have more often a breath that feels like we have a lighter heart, a lighter spirit, then in fact we know that we're creating something entirely different. So in addition to that idea of just what are you thinking, you would want to say to yourself, you know, am I sabotaging myself with my thinking, with these negative thoughts about what doesn't work or what I just cannot do? And because if so, you'll probably stay, you know, just there, right, where you are right now, which, by the way, is only okay if that's where you want to be or if you feel like where you are is a good place. So in order, again, to create something new, positive, and so on in your life circumstances and to see results, you'll have to change any negative or what also can be termed disempowering thinking. So how does your thinking affect your life? Question number one. And I guess along the same lines, if you want to call it question number two or 1A and 1B, the second question is, what is the role and effect of your thoughts? So, you know, what's going on in my mind? Now, to understand this, we'll look at a basic understanding of how we manifest our life through our thinking. So there are actual methods that have been researched over the years and suggested as a way for us to learn how to co-create our lives with what I mentioned is called conscious intention or conscious intentional thinking. And what's most important about this is to be able to understand how your thoughts impact your life every day, because this will help you achieve a life that you would actually want and deserve by changing your thinking. So there's so many quotes that tell us this, and I'm just going to share a couple here. Shakespeare says, "It's neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so." Okay, so whatever it is not, you know, it's neither good nor bad, but thinking will make it so. And then Ralph Waldo Emerson has a wonderful quote about thinking. He says, "We become what we think about all day long." Again, we become what we think about all day long. There was also a very inspirational writer, Norman Vincent Peale, and I can't really remember the time frame. My father passed away a couple years ago at age 92, and I know this was a favorite writer of his, and when he was in his 50s, so quite a long time ago. But Norman Vincent Peale says, change your thoughts and you change your world. And then there's Louise Hay of Hay House, who many, many times would say, change your thinking, and many other authors as well. So over the centuries, whether it's been long ago or even more recently, this idea of your thinking changing and creating has been said by many different writers, philosophers, and we've heard the idea that we're all unlimited beings, and it's these thoughts we have and these beliefs we have that typically not only create our lives, but also hold us back. So you really have to check in with yourself and say, you know, what is it I actually believe? Now, not what do I want to believe? Let's just say, you know, what do I really believe? How do I respond and think and feel and act on a daily basis? Because if you're holding on to limiting thoughts that you know, don't allow you to progress, then you would need to evaluate and release these thoughts, or at least change these thoughts. So another overall question besides the one about your thinking is, how do you hold your world to be? Now, this is a, you know, an obviously broad question, and with the way the world is today, many of us would say it's so, you know, divided in so many ways, politically and otherwise. But how do you hold your world to be? So where I'm really talking here is your more intimate world. Now, yes, it's affected by the larger world, but how do you hold your intimate world to be? Do you believe in limitation, or do you believe in possibility? But which do you really live with as sort of your partner, you know? It's kind of interesting, too, because I've had teachers in the past say, you know, we co-partner with the universe. So the universe really is our loving partner. So if I think along those terms, I can say, do I hold the universe to be a friendly or an unfriendly place? That's actually an Einstein quote. And he says, if you hold the universe to be a friendly or an unfriendly place, it's going to change everything about your life. So again, we got to figure out what our orientation is, our thinking, as well as how we're holding the world to be. So, you see, your thoughts and beliefs are the basic elements, would be one way of saying it, of all creation. And it's believed because everything is energetic and vibrational. You and I are, you know, vibrational and energetic, but the whole world is. So you can say that your thoughts and beliefs, which are also energetic, exist as tiny waves of energy that have been termed thought forms. So in metaphysics, and that's what my PhD is in, is metaphysics, but in metaphysics it's said that each of us even has what's called an energetic signature. I've always loved that concept, that each of us is walking around like an energetic signature. And, you know, what creates the energetic signature? Well, guess what? It's derived from our beliefs. Isn't that an interesting idea? So, it, you know, you weren't planted into the world with this energetic signature that remained static. Rather, your nature and how you were nurtured and, you know, what you decided to believe in or not believe in and all of that, your belief system, we could call it, creates your energetic signature. Now, here's another sort of good news, if you want to call it that. The good news is that you can change your energetic signature by changing what you're holding to be true, changing your beliefs. So, you know, you want to do this if you need to, because whatever you are believing, you're going to attract experiences of it into your life. So, again, from that perspective, if I change my beliefs, I can attract new and better experiences into my life, assuming I'm changing my beliefs to believe in something better, to be more hopeful, and so forth. And in fact, based on research, an actual thought form, and this could be an I am statement like I am smart or I am poor or whatever the I am is, but this thought form is measured as a wave of energy that carries a certain frequency of vibration. And it will attract to itself similar vibration. So if, for example, I say to myself, I'm believing I am incompetent, okay, let's say somebody believed that, then they're going to attract experiences to prove whether or not they're competent or incompetent. And it's almost like the thought form wants to know whether it's true or not. So it'll actually attract experiences that probably you're not wanting to attract in order to determine whether or not that certain thought form is true. But anyway, an easy way to understand all this is if you just consider a radio station and think about, you know, you're right now listening to radio. So when you set the dial of a radio to a certain frequency, you're going to pick up a certain station, not unlike, you know, as I mentioned, that you've tuned into this station. So you can think about it like this in life, though. What station in life do I want my thoughts to pick up? You know, what's the name of my station? And actually, that station becomes a descriptor of your life. So, you know, what are you tuning into is another way to look at it. And just remember that you have empowering thoughts and you have limiting thoughts. And we could exchange thoughts and beliefs with the, you know, those two words are pretty interchangeable with what we're talking about here. So the bottom line is you can create a new station title and content for this year, and one that better depicts what you want to live. And I've had clients in group process and workshops. We've set up a, you know, overall, after really examining what they want, they've set up a station title and a content each month that they want for this year. So let's say they want to improve their lives in a certain way. I know one of them, I told them to give it every month sort of a little category. And I remember one person saying, okay, well, first I've got to unclutter my external space, so let's do that in February. And then March, I want to bring new energy in. And then, you know, the next month was uncluttering something else, but this wasn't physical. It was more mental, emotional. So you can do all kinds of different things when it comes to how you want to create the content for that year. And if you think that about it, negative beliefs of fear and worry and doubt and judgment and all of that are really, whether you know it or not, they're among the strongest thoughts that rob you of manifesting your desires. There's even a saying, fear will raise your children, choose your job, and so on. So the negative beliefs, again, are the strongest thoughts that can rob you of this good life you're trying to have. So how do you remain as positive about your circumstances as possible? That's going to be important because, remember, the real benefit of being positive is that you want to attract positive experiences to you. So So how can you become more positive and in that way overcome limitations? All right, well, here are a few things you can do. First, you can, and this sounds so simple, but I've had many clients do this. They just adopt the attitude that everything that's happening in life is happening for a good reason. It's almost a way to say it would be like everything is happening for the best. Like, I don't know why at this moment this went this way, but everything's happening for the best. So if you grew up in a family where that was instilled in you, then that's wonderful. But many of us did not grow up in that family. You know, we didn't grow up in that everything's happening for a good reason. But if you did, again, that's going to be wonderful. But what if I do hold everything's happening for a good reason? Well, first of all, I won't be as resistant to what is happening. So if I don't like where I am and I constantly resist being there, then I'm going to be in constant conflict with my environment. But if I say, you know what, I don't like that that's happening, I'm not even sure why, but I'm not giving it any more energy than that, and we're moving on, then I no longer tie up my resources, my energy in that. So again, you can certainly change your thinking right now to reflect this idea of everything's happening for the best simply by deciding, could you let that feel true for you now? And you can decide that you can learn something also from every experience. I think that for me is huge. I think I do live my life that way, no doubt, that I'm learning something from every experience. You know, whatever has happened has somehow taught me a lesson, and it just makes me feel a little wiser, and that I can either choose differently because I have that wisdom now or move away from repeating the same old behavior and so on. But knowing this or holding that concept will also help you to open up to new possibilities so that you don't get stuck in old ways. Now, in addition to the everything's happening for a good reason, here's the second one. You can actually check in with yourself, and you can see if you're thinking and living in terms of limitations, what you can't do, what isn't happening, all of that, or if you're living in terms of possibilities. Like, you know, whoa, this is possible. Maybe I could do this. Maybe I could do that. Because when you do live in terms of possibility, you actually allow yourself to dream, and particularly to dream about this new life or new circumstances, new story. So it's really important to be able to live in terms of possibility and to have that, have your dreams, you know, follow your dreams, they say. And I wonder, you know, question to you and to anyone listening is, how often do you do that? How often do you actually consider possibility and live with thoughts that things are possible? So the reason for the how often do you do this is, you see, things don't have to remain fixed. And just because something has been a certain way, it doesn't mean it has to remain that way. I created actually a YouTube video, and my video channel is Heart Living Video Channel. And you can go to my website. I think it's there that you can click on it. But I created a YouTube video that's called Up Until Now, three magic words as I call them, because many times clients would come in and I'd say, well, what about this? And they go, oh, I never did it too. And I look and they go, okay, up until now. So the up until now became a sort of a tag line, a phrase, a reminder that just because you did not do it a certain way doesn't mean you can't do it differently now. You know, now you can daydream, create, and live a new possibility. So if you want to make something new happen in your life, you've got to assume that it's possible, and then you really do have to dream about it. And then anchor your dream with new words, first of all, you know, to speak differently about things, with new behavior, because, again, it's not just speaking, it's acting, and with allowing yourself to actually embrace and create new circumstances. So, you know, just the act of daydreaming alone gives energy to your achieving your goal. Daydreaming is a way to, you could say, envision and feel what you're trying to create. It's like going into a little experiential workshop in your own mind. And, you know, what would it look like for you to have what you actually desire? So this would be, again, something you can do just simply by allowing your mind to wander and to daydream, even 5 minutes a day. And, you know, ultimately, we have to distinguish in our lives between struggle and effort, you know, and there, you've heard many times this idea that life wasn't really intended to be a struggle. And we know this is true because it is believed that flow is actually your natural state. flow, not, you know, being stuck. You have to kind of work at it to get stuck. I once had a thought that there are people who fixate on and live out the idea that it's noble to suffer. I actually had a really dear friend who always felt like there was something noble about suffering. But, you know, there's also the idea that we don't have to remain suffering because, you know, we can resurrect ourselves. We can change. We can allow for rebirth. So there's suffering, they say in Japan, there's suffering that creates more suffering, again, staying in the same bad circumstances, for example. And then there's suffering that ends suffering. Now, this would be the suffering we go through, let's say, as we leave a job, end a relationship, or whatever, but you go through it to get out of the bad situation. But why does it end suffering? Because it ends the long-term suffering that way. So, you know, if you're willing to dream and to change, let's say you are willing to dream and to change, you're going to want to make changes in your habits and in your self-talk. And the best way to do this is going to be through practice and repetition. So we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to work on self-talk and really what you can do in very practical terms. But it is time for a break. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute. For more information, you can go to dreamvision7radio.com. We'll be back shortly for further tips on asking ourselves, is it time to give your life a rewrite? Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of heart living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show, Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Join us every Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff of The Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff Show. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is a media partner for Omega Institute. Our topic is a question. Is it time to give your life a rewrite? So before our break, we were speaking about, suffering that ends suffering, suffering that creates more suffering, and so on. But we said that when you are willing to let something go, to change things, to change the way we're acting and behaving and thinking and so forth, when we're willing to do that, we start to say, okay, how can I make changes in my habits and in my self-talk? And one of the best ways to do this is through literally practice and repetition. Again, practice and repetition. So self-talk is a word used to mean what goes on inside your head or how you talk to yourself, kind of an ongoing monologue. And how are you in regard to your self-talk? Are you kind? Are you supportive to yourself? Or do you beat yourself up? Do you chastise yourself? And, I've actually had clients say, oh, no, I think I'm pretty good to myself. So I said, all right, well, take this week, just kind of occasionally notice what you're saying to yourself. And the next time I saw them, several of them were like, I cannot believe the things I was telling myself, like, well, that was stupid, or this is whatever. And so sometimes our self-talk even surprises us. But nonetheless, it is still something we're telling ourselves, and we do need to pay attention. So the word, the concept of self-talk is used to mean, what goes on inside your head or how you talk to yourself in general. It's like that ongoing monologue that we have. And when you decide, seriously decide that you're feeling limited, that things are not going to remain as they are right now, then you really have to start watching your self-talk. Because what you're telling yourself inside as well as the words you're saying outside, speaking, is going to become your story. And, of course, your story is going to be your life. And above all, you have to be your own advocate if you do, in fact, want to improve your life. So the most important New Year's resolution and way to get rolling in the new year, as it is now February, is to change any attitude that could be undermining your achieving your desired goal. So any attitude at all that undermines you. And, sometimes I say to people, they'll say something, a person example in coaching will say, I can't do that. And I'll say, well, whose words are those? And they'll look at me and my mother's, my father's, my brother's. And I'm like, okay, so what are your words? So sometimes we just repeat things we heard before and we take them on. But you've got to be your own advocate if you're going to do any kind of change in a way to improve your life. So again, what's your attitude? So, when you say things like, I want to have better physical conditioning, that's kind of an easy one. You can say that and you can set that up. But unless you actually start an exercise program, then you're not going to be able to do that. So it's not just enough to say it. Again, you have to set some measures in place. And to get you on track, I like to ask my coaching clients or my workshop participants to answer an important question about themselves, which you might want to think about too. And I'll kind of go slowly on this so you can take notes if you would want to. And these are questions that I use in workshops, like just question number one, am I excited about my life? Does your life actually excite you or not? And if it does, what's making it exciting? And if not, what is making you not excited? A second question that I think is really important is to ask yourself, do I live primarily through love or fear? Do I live primarily through love or fear? You see, that question is going to tell you so much about what's going on in your life because it'll tell you how you're responding. Are you normally feeling unsafe? Are you normally feeling pretty good, like you feel good about your life? A third question you can ask, if I knew this were the last year of my life, what would I do? Okay, so if I knew this were the last year of my life, what would I do? And then after asking that, you could say, if I knew this were the last year of my life, what would I do differently, than what I've currently and always done? And really what you're looking at is what's really important to you. So you could also just say what's most important to me. A fourth question would be, am I doing what's important to me? Am I doing what's important to me? And if not, you know, what am I waiting for, or why am I not doing it? So again, am I doing it? And if not, why am I not doing it? So depending upon your answers to these questions, you may decide what in your life actually needs rewriting. Okay, so what in your life needs rewriting? What pocket area? You know, maybe you're good with work, but you've got some issues at home. Maybe home's great, issues are at work. Home and work are okay, but your own physical body or your mental structure or spirit and all of that is speaking to you. So just figure out what needs rewriting. So once you value yourself, we're hoping you do that, and you're willing to change your thinking. And again, I'm hoping since you're listening to this show, that's something that you're thinking about doing, then you're actually going to be right in place to change your story. And it's going to start by you knowing that anything is possible. And that's where the rewrite comes in. So you're the author of your own story. You're creating it one, as I often say in classes, sacred moment at a time, you know, day after day. And really, every moment of the day, each of us decides how we're living our life. So, you know, maybe you're not deciding it consciously, but you're still deciding it simply in the way that you're responding to your life circumstances. Okay? So whether you consciously are thinking of it, you are still evolving in some way. Gary Zukav has a wonderful book. He's a physicist and author, and his book is called The Seat of the Soul. And Gary Zukav says, each of us is going to evolve in this lifetime. You want to evolve consciously or unconsciously? You know, take your choice. And he also is a person who believes in reincarnation. And he sometimes says that a person who's highly conscious, making wise choices and showing up and using their energy to do so, can actually do as much in a lifetime as another person who's living unconsciously. It may take them 3 lifetimes to do what a conscious person does. So it's not really like a hierarchy or anything like that. We're just simply saying go consciously if you can, because of course you're going and creating what actually will create a possibility for you. So how creatively can you think of what you're doing right now in this present moment and what you could be doing to move your life forward in a positive way? So I often ask that in classes. And sometimes people say, well, you know what, I'm really good at getting going, but I don't follow through. And I have to laugh when I think of a client one time who said to me, she goes, you know, Cynthia, I'm like one of those sparklers at the 4th of July. It looks great for about 30 seconds. It looks really good. I'm really fizzing out, you know, and then suddenly I'm gone. And so following through on something that you've said or you want to do, setting, again, structures and measures like eating better, exercising. It could also be about meditating. It could be about having more fun. It could be about calling a friend you've been meaning to call, taking a deep breath more often, and taking a walk to clear your mind. I mean, there's so many, 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 many things that can improve your life. But what is important is to know that your past does not have to define you unless you allow it to do so. So don't keep doing the same thing. Or I think that saying is, do what you've always done, get what you've always gotten. So, you know, you can change it up at any time. All right, so if your life has been difficult, and many of our lives have been, it may feel really hard to get past that. And then the question, I guess, becomes, how do you get beyond your past? So, you know, the answers might sound easy, but it can be very tough, yet it always works. And the answer I say in class is to get beyond your past if it's been difficult, is that you can get beyond your past by challenging the conclusions you've drawn about it. Do you see how huge that is? So you can get beyond your past by challenging the conclusions you've drawn about it. I one time saw I don't remember if it was like a little cartoon, but it said, you know, first of all, it's never too late to have a happy life or have a happy childhood, because it's not the childhood and what occurred, it's the conclusions that you've drawn about it. So, you know, I'd like for you to ask yourself, especially if you do feel stuck in a situation, just to challenge your conclusions. So what am I doing? Why am I doing that? You know, where am I going with this? And what keeps you stuck the most actually might be just wanting to know why something happened the way it did. You know, I don't know what happened to me when this certain thing occurred. Well, you may never know why a certain thing happened the way it did. And if you actually believe in, say, reincarnation, there is a belief that often in a lifetime we don't understand because we don't know the whole soul's evolution. So if anything, just remember that you learned something from it, no matter how difficult it was. You can ask yourself, what did I learn, and how am I now wiser? Because let's hope you are. And, you know, we're all interpreting out of our own judgments, our own filter, too. So one way in which to give consideration to your life would be to, I call it hold a sacred viewpoint, but basically lift yourself above the current set of circumstances and kind of look down on your situation, and then you can decide to move on. So what would moving on look like? Well, for some of us, it may be to forgive someone. And you can forgive even if you never talk to the person again. And you certainly don't have to go back for more of the same. And sometimes conversations create that, but you can still forgive them because it's what we say we believe forgiveness is. See, when you forgive them, you free yourself up from the bondage that you help create by not forgiving them. It's almost like you're saying, I'm no longer going to give my energy to that. I don't like that it happened. I may never know why, but I'm no longer willing to give my energy to it. And because everything you're putting your energy in is an investment of energy getting you a return. So by forgiving, you just reclaim the power you've been giving that person. It's just plain and simple. You're getting your power back, getting your energy back. And, you know, in my lifetime, I've had a number of things happen, as we all have, whether it be a betrayal or something like that. And, you know, at the end, I just say to myself in my mind, okay, I wish you well on the journey. And you decide you learned a lot from it. I always do. And then I go to myself, okay, I came in to learn in this lifetime. And I'm going to just move on with love and compassion as my traveling partners. So, you know, I don't have to any longer allow that person to impact my energy. And, you know, the way that a person describes their lives and portrays themselves is directly, I think, related to how they live their life on a day-to-day basis. Because it's almost, if we go back to the very beginning of the show, ultimately what we said is you are what you believe you are, okay? You become what you believe you can become, and so forth and so on. So you just don't want to adopt or accept a life role that would be considered contrary to what it is you actually want to create. So, you know, if you're authoring this story, you don't want to write a story that you don't want to live. And the same way I tell people, you didn't come in to try out for a part in somebody else's story as your main role. So, you know, you can revise your story at any time, and we're constantly revising our stories all the time. So set a new goal and start a new chapter and rewrite your story. So we're getting ready to take another break, and when we come back, we'll get more into the rewriting of that story. It is time, though, for a break. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute. So for more information, you can go to dreamvision7radio.com. And we'll be back shortly for further tips on the question, is it time to give your life a rewrite?
Join us every Wednesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. Are you ready to live a more meaningful and passionate life? Through the principles of Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, international life coach and energy medicine practitioner, you'll delve into new theories, discover life wisdom, and achieve greater balance. Become inspired. Connect with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff through her Dream Vision 7 radio show. Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff. Visit Cynthia's website at heartliving.com and like her Facebook page at facebook.com/heartliving for inspiration and guidance. Cynthia has helped thousands transform their lives. Let her lead you on a remarkable journey of the heart.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio. I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff of the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff Show. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is a media partner for Omega Institute. Our topic is the question, is it time to give your life a rewrite? So we spoke on the show about you are what you believe you are. And, you know, you don't want to adopt or accept a role that's contrary to what it is you believe you are or what you want. So make sure you know that you believe in good things and that you can revise this story at any time, because we're really always revising our stories. So what new goal, what new chapter, you know, what do you want to do this year? And what old role, and if you're lucky, you know, an old role you can let go of, what old role do you want to let go of so that you can expand or explore a new dimension in yourself? So to me, when we change our stories, we have to look at what needs to have an ending. And we do have endings. You know, we get to a point when we know we have to surrender something or let go and just move on. And frankly, lots of times when people want to let go and move on, they realize that they can't even stay the same. You know, like it's done. I'm over this. I have to move on. It could be an ending to holding on to a certain fear. So it could be an inner kind of ending. But it could also be an ending of a relationship, a type of work, a habit that we've been doing that really isn't serving us. So the good news about endings is they always lead to new beginnings. And at those times, usually when we have a new beginning, we're really psyched. You know, we often have high energy then, and we know we're ready for what most of us call a new start. New beginnings are also, if you really embrace them fully, they're usually full of hope, which is why they're so powerful. But throughout our lives, we do have, again, endings and beginnings. So be thinking about what an ending might look like for you this year or a new beginning. And then also, throughout our lives, we have many transitions along the way. And the transitions are like new chapters, you know, periods when you move into a new arena in life or simply move through something. And you can look at your life in terms of different ages, too. Say, early childhood, teenage years, 20s, 30s, 50s, wherever you are, and so on. And you can find that you've had all kinds of cycles throughout your life at certain times, and, of course, all kinds of patterns. And you can look back at certain ages or time frames and ask yourself some questions, which will help you also to explore what to let go of. Because I have, and I hope you have, sometimes thought, you know, what wasn't working for me then? Or when I was in that relationship, what didn't work? And then, you know, what did I learn? What did I do? How did I contribute to it? And most of all, what do I want to keep doing, or what do I want to change? So it's just, again, just an assessment, not a blame of this or that, just kind of an assessment. And along the lines of that assessment, you can also assess your talents and your needs, your successes, right? Your challenges, and you can evaluate what you want to change and course correct then to make life changes that will make for this better life that we hope you're having. So with all this goal setting, you can think of your plans, they're like, you know, blueprints for action. But what's the key? Once you set up some blueprints for action, you get a sense of what you want to start and end and all of that. Just remember that unless you act on your plan with commitment, you cannot really manifest your goal. So what would a plan look like? Well, let's say I set a goal, and I set the goal. I have to be clear and specific about what I want to manifest, okay? So I don't care whether it's losing 10 pounds, changing your job, having a better relationship with your family. Just be as clear as possible when you establish your goal so that, you know, you can tweak things a little as you go. So first, just be clear about what the goal is. Specifically, how do I want to state it? Second, it's going to be important to set a timeline, because if you don't have some kind of measures in place, you really don't know if you achieve your goal or not. So decide what you want to do and when, and then just set dates to complete certain steps. And if it sounds like I'm talking about a calendar, literally, you know, you just take your calendar out and you make a plan that has a committed schedule. Sometimes people tell me, well, I'm going to exercise more. But that doesn't happen because Sunday comes and they didn't exercise all week. So I say, how many times a week, which days, when and where? And it's those people who usually end up with that kind of structure being successful. And keeping it simple, too. Don't get in your head too much about it, you know? Oh, I don't know if I feel like exercising today. If I do that, I will not exercise. It just won't happen. So just choose days during the year by which you want to complete your goal and specific timeline of activities and actions. Sometimes people tell me it's really helpful to coincide their completed goal date with a birthday, an anniversary, or some kind of special day that they decide it'll be really memorable. And then they stack days before it to know that they're on board, you know, with what they're doing, or the time frame is kicking off to complete it on that day. But looking forward to it also can be a driving force to keep you focused and intentioned. I've actually had clients decide on a celebration at the completion of a goal. My son is a runner, and he did a half marathon yesterday in Arizona, and he did a full marathon, I think it was 6 months before that. But he's working full-time, has two small children, so, you know, for him, it's like if he sets a guideline like that, he's got to get up in the morning, which he usually does, believe it or not. I think he tells me like at 5 a.m. and run 6 miles every day. And then when he gets back, he and his wife get ready for work. Then, you know, they take the kids, they do their thing. So he's tired from it often, but he also says that somehow the running every day, whether it's the endorphins or whatever it is, it keeps him feeling good and pumped. And, you know, like it overall, I guess you could say, balances body, mind, and spirit for him. So, and he wasn't always a runner. He did run in high school and then didn't run for many years and decided, you know what, this is feeling too good to do, not to do, if you know what I'm saying. So make a plan of manageable and measurable steps. So the other thing I always say is give yourself a really strong motivational reason for achieving your goal. You got to really want to do it. So decide what your reason is for wanting to achieve your goal. And then you want to write it down and just keep it foremost in your thoughts. You know, it might take you out of your comfort zone. It might require hard work. But make your reason for doing it as emotional as possible, because no matter how logical we think we are, we're still really driven by our emotions. And if your heart is not in it, you're probably not going to be in it either. So when you do that benefits thing, you know, just as simple as what benefits do I expect to gain if I reach this goal or when I reach this goal? Now, I got another one for you I want you to think about. Sometimes people have said, what helps them even more than that is to say, what are the consequences for me of not achieving this goal? You know how you can stay motivated and intentioned by knowing what you're going to get. Well, what if you can also stay motivated and intentioned if you stop and think there are going to be consequences if you don't? You know, because sometimes it doesn't become clear how important a goal is until you realize that if you don't achieve it, you know, there's the pain of, you want to avoid that pain, right? It's a big motivator. I know it has been for me over the years. And then just to be realistic, you say, okay, are there obstacles to achieving my goal? Because if you can define your obstacles carefully, you can allow your mind to work very quickly to find solutions. And, you know, journalists often ask the basic questions, who, what, when, where, why, and how, okay? So you can use those same tags to ask your own questions, like who's involved, who's not involved, what's going to happen, when, and so forth. But basically, create a structure, it becomes your plan, you write your steps down, and after you have done that, if you've actually put it down on paper, you would want to visualize what your success will look like. And this is where we really get into the manifesting piece. So apply the rules of manifesting. Be sure to practice seeing and feeling what it is you want to create. And you'll find that visualizing success as vividly as you can is a vital step to achieving your biggest goals. So again, what will my goal look like, feel like, and sound like? And you can use everything you can to describe your success. That's why people create vision boards with photos and descriptions and mental images and so on. And I teach a class actually called Passion and Purpose, and students over the years have created a vision board, and it becomes great to have a visual to help you manifest what you want. And even if you just want peace, you can have images that create that feeling when you look at the image of peace. But the bottom line is really to create your new life by having new positive thoughts and habits. And they'll be thousands of times more powerful than just mere desires. So to summarize how you can work on yourself and change things up this year, do a little bit of a life review. Figure out what's working and what's not. And then once you figure out what's not, you make a commitment to actually change things, okay, to have active change. And if you've been sort of numb about things or a little bit of sleep, you know how we are, just decide you're going to wake up out of that sleep and that numbness. And you're going to decide this year to come alive, to get clear, and to be intentioned. And to figure out how to get inspired and willing to make a commitment to achieve what you want through not just your positive thinking, which we've been talking about, of course, but a set of what I call consistent steps. But you want to really commit to moving forward this year with purpose. So again, decide what you want. Act on what you know you need to do. Track your progress by giving a structure to it that you're accountable to. You can even set up an accountability partner to help you stay true to your word. And then commit to remaining persistent. You know, keep going strong. And probably my favorite part is the fifth sort of step, which is celebrate yourself when you do achieve the change or the desired goal. So if you can imagine it, you can be it and you can do it. You've heard that before, and it is true, absolutely true. But let yourself work hard, play hard, be creative, unclutter what you don't need, be grateful, and try to find meaning in this wonderful life experience that you're having. And you are the author of your own story. You've heard before, if you don't write the script, somebody else is going to write it, or you'll live by default instead of design, which is another way to look at it. But most important, you want to give your life an awesome rewrite and make this year your very best. So as we're drawing to a close in this hour, I thank you for sharing your hearts with me. I encourage you to visit my website, heartliving.com, and my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/heartliving. So it's not under my name, but under the name of the company, Heart Living. I would like to let you know that my book on Wings of Hope was published in December. I'm very excited about it. If you go to heartliving.com, on the homepage, you will see three ways Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iUniverse that you can purchase my book on Wings of Hope. It is a memoir that I wrote about assisting a client. It's really about, if I put all of my wisdom of my 22 years of experience in teaching and being an energy practitioner at Heart Living, I would say this book would depict just that. So I hope that you do read it, and if you do, by all means, write a review and let me know how you liked it. But above all, promise yourself that you're going to look at your old perceptions and you're going to move forward into more positive living. The motto for my work, Heart Living, has always been to lead from your heart with passion and purpose. So I'm Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, your host for the Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff show. And you can listen to my show on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday at 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Boston and worldwide. And to learn more, just go to dreamvision7radio.com for a full schedule. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is a media partner for Omega Institute. Thanks so much for listening. I wish you the very, very best.
Thank you for tuning in to Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff to explore ways to live a more inspired and passionate life. Gain clarity, balance, and purpose as Cynthia guides you on an enlightening journey of personal transformation. For more information, find Cynthia at her website, heartliving.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/heartliving.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.